one night though. Women may do it for a night. Only one night though. Cry may do it for a night.
What's up, family? It's your girl, Miss Low, and you're tuning in to LoveRadioNetwork.com. I'm your girl, and we're going to get into it, right? So, family, let me tell you, like, this past week has really been trying me, right? Have you guys ever had one of those weeks where everything and everybody is getting on your nerves? Oh my God, I'm talking about from the people at work to the people driving the cars, the baby daddies. I'm talking about I'm snapping on everybody and I don't know why. So I thought I didn't know why, right? It goes all the way back to looking in the mirror, checking yourself, realizing who you are. That's what I came up with, right? We're going to talk about that at the end. But let's talk about something that really struck my nerves over the week. And I thought about, like, how many people are dealing with this. No matter if you're a man or a woman, it definitely affects both races, right? Both genders, I'm sorry. It definitely affects us. So, I know a lot of people out there pay child support, right? The men, you guys pay child support. And women, you probably pay child support or you probably are on the receiving end. So, there was a situation, and I'm not afraid to talk about it because I'm an open book with y'all, right? This show is called I'm Paying Your Truth, right? Living our past behind, bringing it into our now and just being a better version of ourselves. So this is what we do, right? So I've never been a bitter baby mama, a bitter ex-wife, none of that. Like, I commend when the man moves on or when the woman has moved on. I commend that. I want you guys to become the best version of yourself that you can be, right? So my issues that I am having is that I would prefer for a man to not pay child support. I would prefer for him to spend time with the children. Spend time with them, love on them, call them, ask them about their day, help them with homework. Because at the end of the day, it's definitely going to be beneficial for them, right? So, and the reason I'm like that is because when the man or the woman pay the child support, they think that's it. Oh, she got my money. He got my money. I don't got to do nothing else. But the devil is a lie. You most certainly have to do something else, right? But they do not. And then a lot of the men, when they pay, oh, they feel that they don't have to do nothing because majority of the time, we're going to call a spade, we're going to tell the truth and shame the devil. The money really ain't going to the kids. I mean, if it's a poll of 100%, we're going to be real honest. How many of y'all out there taking y'all children money to get y'all hair and nails done? I mean, are you really taking care of the children? Are you paying? Like, taking care of them don't mean ban them what they want, because we're going to talk about that. So we're going to get real deep into some stuff, right? Paying bills is taking care of the kids. They got to pay. You got to be able to pay for where they lay in their head. They got to be able to eat food. That's not what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about if y'all ladies or y'all men out there receiving child support and y'all are taking the money and y'all are making it beneficial for y'all. We doing what we want to do with the money and not taking care of the children. Okay, then that's a problem. But when you get women or you get men who actually take care and provide for the children off the child support, then that's something different, right? So there's a lot of different categories. There's a category where, you know, you get women because in the beginning for me, I was forced to put a baby daddy on child support. By the government, by the system, right? We're going to talk about it. What's your baby daddy name? You know, if we don't know no better, we young, we having kids, oh, it's such and such. Okay, we're going to make him pay this amount, right? They put them in on child support. They make them pay. If they do not, they take their license. They suspend them. They even put them in jail. Which does what, family? It takes the black man or whatever color the man is out of the household. The system is set up for failure. Again, I am in my Tupac voice, right? We was given this world. We want Mrs. Savannah. It is a setup. That is what I am talking about, right? So anyway, so they force you to put the person on child support. And then they say, well, here, he gonna pay, because you know, back in the day, our baby daddies really weren't working. They was thugging, they was in the streets, they was dipping and dabbing, they was doing what they was doing, right? So what they making them pay, $29, I'm sorry, how much? I think my baby dad was paying $8 for one kid and $22 for the other kid. So that wasn't nothing, right? But because they forced us to do that, now the baby daddy's mad at us. And they don't want to do nothing for the child because they feel they have been set. They can't get a job. Like, I promise you, like, couldn't work for years, right? You couldn't get a license. And I think that's the bogus thing ever. You gonna take their license, not allow them to be able to drive, to do what they need to do, not allow them to work, to be able to command for the other children if they have any, right? So the system kind of set us up, and we kind of fell for the okie doke, right? So the other thing is, in the beginning it was, you know, forcefully done, and then you have it where you have these men and they have these women and they stop being with the women and the women say, boom, we gonna put you on child support because we angry, we mad, and we bitter. Right? And you get some men like that that's angry. This girl, she gonna pay me, right? That's what they thinking. So then they run downtown and they put these people on child support and boom, it affects their life. Not knowing that it literally affects the children. When the man or the woman is taken out of the household, it affects the children. We're so angry and we so bitter, we think we hurting somebody. And we like, oh, he ain't gonna be taking care of the other baby. He gonna take care of me. He ain't taking care of nobody. Because if they just ordered him to pay $10 or $15, he ain't got nothing, right? So we gotta make better decisions on that part. So, but needless to say, right, you got some bitter women, like I said, and some bitter men that are doing this. And then the other category is when you put a man or a woman on child support, some of them want to take care of their children. They're going to pay child support and then they go give extra. They're going to do extra. Them call stand-up parents. Them call exceptional parents. Parenting ain't easy. That's called unconditional love no matter what, right? I'm going to love you and provide for you and take care of you no matter what the government said. No matter what your mama and daddy say. I'm going to take care of you because you are my child. I had you. I commend, applaud you guys for doing that. You are stand-up people, right? Then you have a system where, say you're married, and you know, you gotta put the person on child support. You know, because men, when you're with the women, y'all good. You taking care of the kids, you doing everything you need to do. But as soon as that woman or that man leave you, you good. So where does that leave that individual? How are they supposed to provide for the children? Good question. I'm glad you asked, Miss L. Right. So if you get a situation like me, because I'm gonna set myself free. I'm gonna tell the truth and shame the devil, right? So I really didn't care about child support. When I got divorced, I was, the judge said, hey, you are graduating nursing school. Your husband doesn't make X, Y, and Z. He only got to pay for one child. I said, oh. So he didn't have to pay for my baby, my little baby, right? Okay, that's fine. They was giving me $29 a week. I don't care. You know, my homeboy, he moved on. He got married. Hey, how about I be your wife? Best friend. I want to get in good with her because I know that you gotta be able to meet the people in the middle, right? If we all happy, the kids is going to be happy. So let's all be on one accord. I wanted to be her friend. I didn't care if she was with them. I want my children to be able to visit their father, to have a great relationship with her, and we be cool. Now, that's what I wanted. That ain't what I'm saying. It went like, y'all, it didn't go like that. Oh, everybody was angry. And everybody got blamed, especially me, right? I'm the angry ex-wife. And I'm here today to tell y'all, I was not hot. I didn't care. But needless to say, right, it happened. years later, 10 years later, I still was getting the $29.32. Up until last year in August. I didn't care because as a mother, you are definitely going to do what you got to do, no matter what. And I wasn't angry with him because I know he had a certain situation and maybe he felt like he come for bad, whatever the case may be, right? Let me tell you my problem. My problem is this, because we talked about it in the beginning. If you fathers out there feel that you cannot provide, have a conversation with the baby mama, the wife, whoever. I guarantee you that the woman or man will prefer for you to be an active parent than an inactive parent paying. I guarantee you. I mean, if I'm wrong, you know, if I'm down, I'm flat. Right, that's what my mom used to say. But if I am wrong, you guys, please email me at CamelliaTruth2024@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. You know, we want to talk about it. And let me say this, right? I don't want to jump off topic. But in the next couple of weeks, we are going to do a show to be able to call in and talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Our past shows, you can give comments, you can give feedback, you can ask questions. I want you to stay in tune with that, because that's what we're going to do. A lot of my followers and the people that are listening want to talk about some stuff. So I want to listen to y'all. I want y'all to talk to me, right? So that's going to be coming up in a few weeks. So I want y'all to stay tuned for that. But that's the truth, right? So for me, I wanted an active parent. Yeah, you might not have this amount. You might not be able to do this. But can you call and ask how they're doing? How is the schoolwork going out? You know what I'm saying? How is your day? Do you feel angry? Do you feel, how are you feeling, right? Because kids can suffer the most. I am here to tell you. I deal with some things. I have 5 children. I dealt with some things. My last 2 is by my ex-husband, right? And when the absent parent is not around, it definitely affects the children, right? So we got to be better when it comes to our children. We got to be better communicators as ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or ex-husband or wives. We got to become friends for the children because they are the most important people of our life. You know what I'm saying? They need us. They need those parents. Even if, you know, even if they get an extra parent, I ain't going to say steps. My pastor would say, you walk up steps. You don't get a step parent. You don't get a step child. You get a bonus mom, a bonus dad, an extra sibling. We need to call things that they are. The Bible says speak things in existence, right? We gotta call them as they are. You are a bonus mom. I appreciate you. You are a bonus dad. You are a blessing to be a sibling because, hey, who wouldn't want to be related to me? That's how y'all got to be thinking and teaching y'all kids. But anyway, so I want to know what y'all think about which is the right way. Is the right way to make the kids suffer and not be active? I mean, everybody got their opinion, right? Or do you feel you just want to pay child support? And then you get a lot of men, let's talk about this. A lot of men be like, oh, I don't want to deal with the baby mama. I don't want to deal with the wife. I had that happen to me. You know, I got completely blank. But I'm okay with that. You know, because children grow up, they have their own masks today. See, and I want you guys never to do is speak bad about the other parent. I ain't gonna say I'm perfect, Patty, that I have not did it before, but you learn, you live, and you grow. Right? So this show is called Conveying Your Truth. We're gonna bring our past truth into our now. Ain't nobody judging you and condemning you and sending you to hell. If you have talked bull crap about your baby daddy or your baby mama to your children, it is your truth. But we will learn to not do it. Because we thinking that it is going to make them hate the other side. It's going to make them hate us. Well, all you did was talk about my daddy and tell me he wasn't nothing. And all you did was talk about my mama and tell me how she was a slut bushy. You know, we're going to be truthful men and women. Because that's how we talk. But when you know better, you do better. Right? So it's just a learning process. We all growing here. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing. We got to stop speaking negative about the other individuals, right? Another thing is that I realized is that we get some sneaky links. I have been, I'm a victim in this situation. We got some sneaky link people out here, right? And I'm talking about the baby daddies and the baby mamas or the exes or whatever. And we can fall in the category of the bitterness. But when I say the sneaky link, let me tell y'all about it, right? So how many of y'all that have some people, baby daddies or mamas or whatever, that call the kids like, hey, yo, mama is finna get this money. It's for you. I done had it happen to me twice, right? And, you know, when it first happened many, many years ago, I was married or whatever. It didn't affect me because my husband at the time was like, whatever, I take care of your kids. Now, when it affected me when he turned around and did the same thing to me, right? And I'm just like, come on now. And then say, don't tell your mother I told you about it. When I say I am the clueless person, y'all, I don't care. Money doesn't make me. And even if it's a little bit of money, again, I would prefer to have an act of care. So how many of y'all feel it's okay for the parent, the absent parent, to tell the children? Or how about this? I'm sorry. How about this? How about when a child calls and asks the dad for some money, the dad say, oh, you get child support, ask your mama for the money, or ask your dad for the money. And I'm like, come on, give me a break. Like, y'all know child support may be hit once a month. If they get paid every 2 weeks, it's hit every 2 weeks, and it may be every week. Maybe, right? Children are a 24-hour job. Things come up. I don't know about y'all, but I got a teenager that's 17, and she get her hair done every week. She need this cute outfit. She's a senior, right? She need this lip gloss. She need these bracelets. She need to pay these senior dues. She needs to go to this event. It's an everyday thing. So your children to ask the opposite parent. If we had it, we would technically give it to them. But we're so busy doing other things, we need a little extra help. And if you cannot, again, financially provide, can you go and take the child to the event? Can you come and do a little extra? Like, go above and beyond the call of duty. It's what I would say, right? So, I just want y'all thoughts on that. Like, is it okay for you to call, or when the child calls and asks for something? We got two things, right? Two things I want you guys to think about for this one. Is it okay for you to tell the child when they take a date, you know, they took such and such, ask your mama for it, or she got it, you know, or warn the child in advance? You know what I'm saying? Or is it right for the child to call you and you say, oh, I paid your mama last week? You know what I'm saying? That type. Because let me tell you a couple of things that can happen. And again, we are conveying our truth. We are telling the truth and shaming the devil. You know what I'm saying? So what if you got some kids that's angry already? Right? I ain't gonna say that my kids is perfect. Like, you know, I got a son, so I love him with everything in me. But it was a situation when he called, like, yeah, my dad said, you got this amount for me. And I'm like, man, what? Oh, no, 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 no. We as parents, we definitely got to stop involving the children, right? And it got so bad for me, y'all. I was like, I don't even want the 29 cents. I'm sorry, I know it was a couple of dollars, y'all. I don't want it no more. Because literally, it was draining me. How many of y'all been literally drained by the child support after effects? Yes, I don't even want it no more. If it is going to cause headache in my house, if it is going to cause tension and beef and fuel, you can keep it. You can absolutely keep it, right? So that's another thing. So if you guys are dealing with any of that, I'm serious, tune in, you know, email me. Let's talk about it, because so many people are affected by it. Again, the man or the woman who is providing, and the system is setting us up for failure, telling you, you got to go down there. We got to know the name of your baby daddy, and we got to do that. Why you got to do that? Because where was you at? Where I was laying with her, hear my heart. Why you got to know what's going on? We're going to talk about some stuff in the upcoming show. The system is too much in our business, and we're allowing them to be too much in our business. We going down there. Hey, yes, I don't know if y'all remember it was called welfare, right? that's a whole nother show. I'm getting off topic. Like, let's finish talking about child support. We gotta determine if it's worth it, right? I mean, like, granted, you get some men out here that's making millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, that ain't taking care of their children. Then if that's the case and you feel you need to do what you do, go on and do what you need to do. I ain't gonna tell you either way, right? I just can go off of my own experience or what I feel is the most peaceful, godly thing for me to do, right? That's what I'm gonna go off of, right? But if you get people out there that's not doing it, then hey, handle your business, right? And then, I want to talk to you. I want you to let me know what you think about the bitter baby mamas, you know, that want you to pay child support because they want to take away from your other household and your new wife or your new baby or whatever the case may be. How y'all feel about that? I just really want to be, you know, as open as we can be. Let's talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And just be real. Just be completely real about some things. You know, the Bible tells us to train up a child the way we want them to grow up and be, right? So if we are training our children, because training just don't mean like wash the dishes and do this. It's a mindset. How are we training our children's mindset? Oh, that's another show. But if we are putting our stuff onto our children, particularly about child support. Your daddy ain't pay your child support, so I can't buy you this. Man, that's affecting their mind. That's affecting their mental. That's affecting their peace. It all really boils down again to we got to pick our battles and figure out what's the best for our children. So question, is child support best for our children? Or is it best for us? Wow, shit, I don't know. Like, we having some deep shows, some deep conversations, because I want to know how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. And then I'm going to have a show where the kids can call in, a show just for them. Because they got a voice, too. I mean, put an age bracket and let them call in and tell me how they feel. You know, do you feel entitled to the child support? Because the parents is providing for you a roof over your head or whatnot, right? If I get some kids that's listening, the child support is not for me that every time an Air Jordan come out, I got to pay you. I got to go buy it. I'm sorry. I got to buy it for you. No, child support is child support. Children need to have a stable home. They need food on the table. They need clothes on their back. And we as people in the society that we live in, we so caught up in different things. We know we taking $200 going to buy a sweater. Now, if you got the money, go on and live your best life. But if you ain't got it, we got to be able to do some good things, some right things for these babies. That I know $200 to get a couple of outfits, right? Okay, we gonna talk about that as well. But this is a very, very touchy subject. It's I might have to do a part two, right? I think I want to call it the battles of child support, right? The battles of child support. So it's coming. The battles of child support part two, right? So I just want to thank you all for tuning in to loveradionetwork.com. I'll be your girl, Miss Low. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 p.m. and we're going to get into it. We are going to convey our truth. We are going to tell the devil he is a lie. You're not going to take our finances. You are not going to take our black men out of our homes. Our children will grow up and be successful in life, right? We are going to ask everything according to the word of God. God said, whatever you ask for, you shall have. In his name, right? In Jesus' name, our families will be put back together. Our children will grow up with mothers and fathers. You know what I'm saying? And the system won't win. They won't win. They won't dictate our life by telling us, put our people on child support. So we're going to talk about it. So again, I thank you, super thank you, thank you for tuning in to loveradionetwork.com. Check your girl out next Monday at 7:30. You guys have a blessed week and I love you. I'll see you soon.
Only one night though. We've been doing it for a night. Only one night though. Crying, man, do it for a night. Only one night though. Only one night.
Cause just one.